Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. As we continue on in a series of messages on the anointed mind, but most specifically dealing with the battles we face, and that is coping with the stress that has become a part of 21st century daily life. But for the Christian, there is hope and there is deliverance and there is victory. As we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, I made reference to Job, who is one of my heroes. And I just like to read Job's comment in the first chapter, verse 21. And this is after he suffered the loss of his children, his livestock, his cattle were stolen, his servants were destroyed. And he says in verse 21, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither." In other words, when we are born into this world, we have nothing. We have a physical body. And we, when death takes us, should the Lord tarry, that we will return to, our spirit will return to our Maker. We had nothing coming in, and we can take with us nothing going out except those eternal rewards that we have secured, our treasure in heaven, which we have laid up in love and service to our King. And so this is a profound statement. I think a lot of us get so caught up with our life in between birth and death that we lose fact of this profound thought that everything we have, even our next breath, is being given to us by the Lord. He goes on to say, "The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord in all these things." Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. In that second chapter, the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth or avoideth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause." And Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face." The wonder of this, the beauty of the book of Job, in spite of all these accusations that Satan is throwing in the face of God, yeah, take away his blessings. Just let him go through some really, really heavy trials, and you see how much he loves you. You'll see how much he serves you. And I believe that, and that beautiful testimony that was enacted, it was proven that Job loved God. Because, you know, in the very end chapter of that book, in verse 7, let me read that. "It was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right as my servant Job." And in verse 10, "And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." There's some powerful spiritual principles in that. Those who have misunderstood us, those who have maligned us, those who have spoken against us, those who have hurt us, he turned and prayed for his friends. And here we see, I mean, that's the very, one of the basic tenets of the Lord's, what we call the Lord's Prayer. And in the end, God blessed him, gave him twice as much as he had before. And so, beloved, keep that in mind. The book of Job is a powerful testimony to us when we are under trial, because even though we may not understand with our natural mind, do you suppose Job had any understanding of what was going on? Yes, of course, he had lessons to learn. God showed him things. He had greater revelation. And he said, you know, when he realized, when the Lord spoke to him out of the whirlwind, it's like, I see you now with my eyes, and I repent in sackcloth and ashes. But the point is, God's glory, his trust in his servant was not in vain. And so we can say that we can be living modern examples. And we don't have to, many of us have to pay the price that Job did, but we can say, yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. And beloved, that's my prayer for you, for all of us, for all many dear Christians who are going through such difficult times right now. We will trust God. Praise God. Let me go on now and share how we can look in with new insight at the troubles and the trials we face. In the fifth chapter of Galatians, Paul shows us the sharp contrast of the life lived without Christ and the life available to us as a Christian. In Galatians, that fifth chapter, verses 19 through 23, he goes on to share, "The deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger," are you getting the picture, beloved? "Disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and the things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." The emphasis there is on practice. We all can fall in sin, but we don't make a lifestyle of that. We know such things are wrong, and we turn to God for in repentance and for forgiveness. He goes on in verse 22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those against such there is no law." Praise God. And so, beloved brother and sister, through our stressful situations that we face, we have opportunities, we have choices. We can plunge ourselves into self-pity, or we can rearrange our priorities and refuse to let the situation master us. Through the Word of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit abiding in us and working in us, through the glory of Christ in us, we can face stress-filled situations with a mind full of hope and not despair. We need to see God during our times of stress, during our times of difficulty and trouble, as to what he is wanting to work out in our lives. You know what? Thank God, beloved, we have the Word of God. The Word of God tells us, as we read experiences in the heroes of the Bible, those difficulties that they face, let's go back to the beginning, to the father of our faith, Abraham. He didn't have the word. The Mosaic, the old covenant, wasn't given. That was before his time. And yet, he was victorious. He trusted God. He was willing to wait on God because of his relationship with God. He believed God. It was counted unto him for righteousness. Are you willing to believe God right now? Oh, I know. You might feel like screaming. You might feel like throwing up your hands. You might feel like you cannot take another step. You might feel like you can't take any more. Beloved, our God knows how. He knows. He won't allow us to be tested above what we're able. And so I know, I've been there at times. I felt I couldn't handle anymore. But God was faithful. He carried me through, just as he will carry you through. Are you familiar with that poem? It's been around for a long time, about footsteps. And someone is saying, "Lord, I see two footsteps along the beach and the sand, and I know you're walking aside of me." And then there's only one. And that's, of course, when the Lord responds to his beloved child, "That was when I carried you, my child." And so you might feel you're all isolated and alone, but beloved, Jesus is with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. praise his wonderful, wonderful name. I just, you know, I want to just pray right now. There's someone that just needs God's touch. In fact, there are many, more than one. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you in prayer. And Lord, I'm asking you to release your peace right now. Let the faith of God arise in their heart. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the Word of God. You've given us very tangible promises that in this country we've been so blessed. So many translations of the Bible are out there freely to us that we can receive and read and stand upon your word. Lord, we thank you for our father Abraham. He had only his relationship with you, but Lord, that is more than sufficient. And so, Father, I pray right now for everyone who's going through a stormy trial that they will rely and trust in you as never before. They will see the way that you will make in the wilderness, the way, your paths in the sea, that they will see your hand leading and guiding them. And right now, Father, I pray for supernatural strengthening. I pray, God, for the power of the Holy Ghost to come upon them right now. Lord, I speak peace in Jesus' name, the power of Almighty God to go through them. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, every fiber and cell of their beings charged with the very peace of God, the rest of God to come upon them. In the mighty, precious, powerful name of Jesus, I praise you and thank you for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, time after time, the children of Israel faced problems. They faced stressful situations, but when they leaned on God and served him with all of their hearts, turned back to him, he heard their cries. He had mercy on them and gave them victory over insurmountable problems, over impossible odds, armies that were arrayed against them. But when they sought God, he gave them victory. And so, beloved, just know that your problem is not, you don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. And he's going to release that miracle in your behalf. I am praying that for you, and I'm standing on God's word. If you are going through difficult times, if the Spirit of God is moving upon you, I invite you to write, obey the Spirit of God. Our announcer will give our contact information. Know that I love you dearly. I'm on this broadcast to see you set free in the power of God. I love you. Jesus loves you. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information, and we're going to continue right on in knowing how we can have victory over stress. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayer support. UCM Partners, thank you for your prayers as well as your financial help. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours. Yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.